FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Exposed manholes that are now submerged have turned into a hazard for motorists battling heavy downpours in Durban. Marshall Security's Andreas Mateos says some aren't able to tell the difference between the road and the pavement.
Motorists are hitting these manholes, and some motorists have actually gone into the open manhole. I personally witnessed a vehicle going into a manhole cover.
Mateos and his team have been monitoring key routes across the city.
We've also got the rising rivers here on Prince and Hlangeni, that's here in the Avoca area. And it's starting to rise, and I think it probably reach a peak in the next 2 or 3 hours as it starts to subside. But the traffic out there is absolutely chaotic. Traffic lights are not working on North Coast Road. Traffic has been backed up for about 3 kilometres from the Connaught Bridge right up until Blackburn Road. Trying to direct the traffic, I think, for the Metro Police must be an absolute nightmare because everybody's frustrated.
Mateo says more needs to be done to clear stormwater drains.
You can actually see that the stormwater drains are completely blocked. And this is an issue that needs to be addressed, because if we don't start clearing these stormwater drains, we're going to keep having these problems. They're going to keep repeating themselves. The M19 was an absolute nightmare this morning, an absolute nightmare.
Now, the KZN coast, which is under a level 4 storm warning, is being battered by disruptive rains this morning. Roshan Lelratan from Verulam says the M4 towards La Lucia is flooded and muddy.
Extremely flooded and extremely waterlogged, and you've got a lot of mud water. It's probably about just under half a meter deep.
This man from Komashu says he kept his speed limit to around 40 k's per hour as he made his way into work in Umhlanga.
I would normally drive at about 100 kilometers per hour, but I ended up having to drive at 40 kilometers per hour. So it was very bad. So there were floods in the roads. It was scary, very scary.
Justin Rees from Hillcrest was travelling to Durban North.
You've got cars driving down the opposite side of the road. Yeah, I would say it's pretty chaotic.
Let's get in some international news now. Monarchs, presidents and prime ministers are arriving in Rome ahead of the Pope's funeral tomorrow. Mourners have one last day to pay their respects to Pope Francis before his coffin is closed tonight. More than 60,000 people have so far filed past the open casket as the pontiff lies in state in St. Peter's Basilica. This American student traveled from Florence, where she's studying.
Pope Francis took the name of St. Francis, who's also my confirmation saint, and so I have a true tie to him.
The Pope died in Vatican City on Easter Monday at the age of 88. A recap of our top story this hour. Exposed manholes that are now submerged have turned into a hazard for motorists battling heavy downpours in parts of Durban. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.